Anjanem.
Anjanem.
Huh? We gotta do a podcast. Come here, let's do a podcast.
No, I've never done a podcast before.
Nor have I.
So let's do a podcast.
What are we talking about?
Today we are marking a momentous occasion. This is our first of many podcasts to come. And we thought, what a great way to be able to blend students, instructors, potential students, industry leaders, other martial arts school owners into one form. And so we are branding this thing Transparency. So you guys are listening right now to our first podcast ever on this great, what is it, February 11th today? Is that the... I'm off of that ice storm. I forgot where
I don't even know what day it is anymore.
Is it Tuesday? I think it's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I know that. Yesterday was Monday.
And today's the 11th.
I
think this is a great way to... Okay, so the first couple rounds, will be... I feel like this is going to be a little rocky, but give us a couple rounds, and it's going to feel like you're listening into a conversation. And one of the many conversations that goes on in the back office between people from different programs and different backgrounds. This is usually how we kind of hash out the details and get a clear vision of what it is that we want to do and where we're going. And it really does take a coming together of many minds and lots of experience. I think we've got at least 70 years of experience sitting here right now between the three of us. So, wow. So, I mean, that being said, whenever we have these conversations, it's always about how can we make the martial arts experience better? How can we create an environment that allows for the greatest results? And then, these board breaking fundraisers that we do twice a year, I mean, it's a great opportunity for us to, again, create the little opportunities for success and failure in today's society when we can instantly get whatever information we want. It's a pretty instant world we live in. Whatever you want is at your fingertips. And, that board's not going to break itself. It's an inch thick piece of wood. And, if you don't have your hips rotated right, or if you don't have the proper momentum and focus, it's not going to break. So regardless of how instantaneous you think it is, it's going to take some effort. It's going to take some trial and error. And, as any good leader knows, you're going to have to face failure, and you're going to have to learn how to fail if you're going to learn how to succeed. So it's a wonderful lesson. That's why we keep doing it.
So typically on these podcasts, we'd go and we'd start saying who you're listening to and what we're talking about today. This is our first one, so we get a little bit of breathing room. You're listening to Jeremy Smith, Jim Nolan, Daniel Sickens, and we're putting out Transparency for the Aim High Foundation and Aim High Academy of Martial Arts. And hopefully we get this thing up and going. We're going to get better at it and better at it, like what you said. I think we're going to talk about the fundraiser this week.
Broken Boards for Warrior Hearts?
Yes. Lots of wood will be broken.
What did you say earlier? We put the
fun in fundraising.
Excellent.
It's going to be a crazy week this week. We have a parents' night out on Friday at both spots, east and the west side. We have the finale of the board breaking week on Saturday. Do we have something else going on Saturday?
The Saturday Family Kicks, I believe, has a Ethos Evaluation Day.
Ethos Evaluation Day.
Yeah, I'm also pretty sure that the east side is making up for us being closed for an entire weekend with the snow.
Yeah.
So they've had to reschedule black belt testing events and evaluations. So.
Yeah, same here. We were supposed to do ours last week, but with the snow, that couldn't happen. Safety first.
I got bombarded with emails in the inbox over the last couple of days. Got to get caught up on all that stuff. Holy macaroni. We got a lot of stuff to do. I'm sure you guys are the same, right?
I've been a little stressed out for the last couple of days. I think the big thing that was on my mind is, I know I have a list of stuff to do, but Thursday when I was coming back from Goddard and heard that the studio was closed, and then I'm on the road for, it took me forever to get just from Cornelius Bass and Cornell to the studio. We decided not to stop. So you suggested that I not stop and try to grab stuff and just keep going. It took me 3.5 hours to get home, but I was without my laptop, and I've got like 50 windows open there of stuff I'm working on, and sitting at home with my old laptop that has to be plugged into the wall, and I'm trying to accomplish something. And I think I burnt that computer out to the point where it takes like 5 minutes to open a window.
I know on Thursday and Friday, my plan was to get the boards cut. So since that didn't happen, I'll be cutting 250 feet of boards today with the help of Dan.
Yeah, I'll be helping you out. And then I got to run over to the east side with the Valentine's Day passes. So we have, I think, 5,000 of these little Valentine's Day passes for the kids to hand out at school. It's going to be crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Busy, busy, busy. But that's
We're going to push the board breaking hard. We missed one day of it. We had to stay closed on Monday from the icy rain. But that was the first day of our fundraiser, so we're down a day this week. I was trying to make up for that.
We'll do it.
Oh, I know we will.
Well, we plan on board breaking this week in Family Kicks anyway, so I'll just encourage you to pick up some boards for the fundraiser. Getting broken testing is next week.
It'll be good. You know, I had an email that I answered just before going into this podcast about a returning student. And they're returning, but they were on tuition aid. And the board breaking fundraiser is what helps pay for that tuition aid. I think we're between $8,000 to $9,000 a month in the hole with scholarship and tuition aid that we give out, and so these little fundraisers they help curb that, but they sure don't pay for it. So part of what we're doing this year is we're going to be adding a lot more of these fundraisers internally, but also externally with the foundation arm that we launched last October. I think that's going to be a real good positive to our organization.
Well, across the programs, Fusion, Family Kicks, Warriors. That's Warrior Juniors and Little Warriors. We've got about 660 students actively coming to class that are totally willing and able and excited about breaking boards. So I don't see a problem with us selling all the boards that we cut.
Well, I know that we sold everything we had on our last board breaking fundraiser, but we sold them out, I think, on the last day. I'd like to see if we get ours done by Thursday this time.
Yes.
The challenge is good.
What's the hardest thing about the board breaking week on an instructor side? Is it pushing the boards to break when a 3-year-old's barely touching it, or is it is it trying to scramble to do everything you're doing in class and make time for that at the end of class?
Well, for the Family Kick side, since we break for our testing, actually scheduled breaking time this week anyway. But I think on Fusion, we don't usually schedule time for that, so it becomes more of a challenge because they have curriculum they have to cover as well for their testing.
We, John's been actively planning the classes, and he plans out two activities for classes on Monday and Tuesday, and then two activities on Wednesday and Thursday. So classes are pretty packed with material already. So when we take 15, 20 minutes and we dedicate that to board breaking, it does kind of put a damper on the amount of curriculum that we can cover in class. But on the flip side of that, breaking boards is a great test of your accuracy and technique and focus, and it's a lot of fun. Kind of breaks up the the rhythm a little bit.
Breaks it up. I like
it. Breaks it up.
You're full of them today. It's a fun and fundraiser.
Well, no, I think it's a good thing. I think the biggest challenge is making sure that we have enough holders and enough people to support the amount of people that are coming to class. There's been some pretty large classes during the week, and to be able to support 15 to 20 minutes of board breaking, it takes a good handful of instructors out there. And also, like you said, you know, sometimes we got to put a little pressure on the boards and got to make sure those holders are holding for the right people so that we can make sure that the experience is good, inspiring, motivating.
It was something that I learned from last year's board breaking week was the child doesn't necessarily have to break the board. Part of the learning is that they don't have to walk away having a broken board. They can walk away having learned how to hit it stronger, or learning a successful
methods from failure. So you hit that board and it doesn't break the first time. Well, you're going to hit it harder next time. You're going to learn that, you know, whenever you try something, if it doesn't go your way, try it again. Try coming back the next day, focus. And the success that can bring, I think, is in itself a lesson that the students can walk away with.
Well, it's a powerful thing, board breaking. And again, it, like I said, it teaches them how to deal with that failure. We talk about not every board is the same. Some boards are more difficult than others. And what do we got to do to get that board broken? And that's a lesson, such a valuable lesson, because that really doesn't seem to happen anymore, especially in our school system with everybody grading on a curve. So everybody wins. And I wish life was like everybody wins, but that's not the real reality.
No, if I don't pay the electric bill or aim high, the lights won't be on.
Exactly.
But I think it's a great lesson that these kids and the adults are learning in the board breaking. And I know we have a lot of fun every year that we do this, and it also benefits the foundation now and the scholarship and tuition aid funds. And, next week, we're going to be talking with John Wright and Tom Caldwell from the East Side. And we're going to be talking about preparation, what to expect when you first walk into the school as a student, how to prepare, and as an instructor, how to prepare for classes. If you have any kind of a suggestion or comments, questions, concerns, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for one of these podcasts, please email us info@aimhighma.org, or you can contact me directly, dan@aimhighma.org. Give us a call, 503-640-8628. And until next week, this is Transparency.
Bye.
Meow. Yes.